The 98th Annual Academy Awards were held Sunday, March 15th in the heart of Los Angeles, California, with Conan O'Brien as host for the second time. The biggest winner of the night was the action-laced crime thriller One Battle After Another, which received 6 awards from its 13 nominations. But even though One Battle After Another won the categories of Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture, let's not forget the other big film of this Oscar night, Sinners. The bold period drama slash musical slash vampire horror explosion. Sinners won 4 categories and received 16 nominations from a total of 18 categories. Sinners received more Academy Award nominations this year than any other film in Academy history. This is not something to glaze over or forget. This film has evidently made a significant splash in cinematic history. This record of 16 nominations broke the previous record of 14 nominations, which 3 different films have received. Those 3 films are All About Eve in 1951, Titanic in 1998, and La La Land in 2017. Even though we're approaching the centennial year of this Hollywood institution, exciting milestones still happened at the Oscars this year. The Academy Awards introduced the new category of Best Casting this year, acknowledging the extensive behind-the-scenes work of casting directors who sit through auditions, coordinate with talent agencies, and sometimes spend months searching for the right performer to fill the right role. Best Casting is the first new competitive category added since the Best Animated Feature Film category was added to the Oscars in 2001. The winner of Best Casting was Cassandra Koulikoundis for One Battle After Another. The winner for Best Cinematography was Autumn Durald Arkapaw for Sinners. She's the first female to ever win this category and the first Black person to win this category. She's also only the 3rd Black person even nominated in this category. In international breakthroughs, Jessie Buckley won Best Actress for Hamnet, no surprise, making her the first Irish actress to win this category. The quiet, articulate family drama from Norway, Sentimental Value, won Best International Feature Film. After 7 Norwegian films being nominated previously in this category, Sentimental Value is the first one to ever win. I was shocked when I learned this milestone. Decades in the making for Norway, especially since that country has provided us so many wonderful films, including The Worst Person in the World and Kon-Tiki. In the Best Original Song category, most winners have been in the English language. That tradition, of course, did not change this year, but the winning song, Golden, is the first K-pop song to win this category. Golden is sung by a trio of Asian American women and is from the popular animated film K-pop Demon Hunters, which also won Best Animated Feature. Golden honored the first Korean person to ever win in this category. No film swept the ceremony, no envelopes were mixed up, and nothing got terribly political. In general, this year's ceremony was ordinary, with only a few surprises. One of those surprises being a tie in the Best Live-Action Short Film category, which was awarded to the films The Singers and Two People Exchanging Saliva. That title sounds fun, doesn't it? Ties are rare at the Oscars, happening only 6 times before this year. The most famous tie is probably from 1969, when Barbara Streisand and Katharine Hepburn both won for Best Actress in their respective films. The most recent tie was in 2013, when the films Skyfall and Zero Dark Thirty both won for Best Sound Editing. With the 2 biggest contenders of the night being Sinners and One Battle After Another, these films and the Oscars as a whole clearly reflect the current racial and social climate of the country, with the ceremony's primary focus on 2 politically charged, large-scale, and exuberantly violent films. go out and see a good movie. For Flixit 48, I'm KCT Allen.